Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Chaf Aleph. And we haven't mentioned it in a long time, but we should really mention it. It's obvious at this point, but we should mention that our learning is B'schus, Refu Shlema, and for the Atzlacha, right, of all the soldiers and all the people in trouble in Am Yisrael, all the hostages, etc. I guess it is kedai to mention, as this is, we are holding on Tannis Esther. Tannis Esther, tremendous day. Segula for davening. I feel like the word segula is probably a bad word because people hear segula and they think the word, oh, it's not a real thing. Tremendous, tremendous kokos of tefillah today. So we will learn and we will daven and we'll go weiter in the Halakha. So we're here starting Parakei Lemetzias. Exciting for many reasons, right? First of all, if you learned it when you were young, so now you get to come back to it if you haven't seen it since. If you have seen it since, also still exciting. And if you didn't learn it when you were young, so now you get to see what everybody basically starts their Gemara career with the halachos of if you find a lost object, right? Hashavas Aveda, right? You know, Uncle Moshe sings about it, and it is a big mitzvah. It is in the Torah, and this parak is primarily about the halachos of Hashavas Aveda. So it says the Mishnah: Eilu Metzios Shalov, Eilu Metzios, Eilu Chayev LaHachris. Which things that he find? You find a lost item. Which things can you keep, and which can you announce? Eilu Metzios Shalov, says the Mishnah. Matzaperes mefuzarim, if you find scattered fruit, most mefuzarim are scattered money. Right, krichos bereshis harabim, if you find krichos are pieces of let's say wheat or barley, whatever it is, that are in the reshis harabim, just kind of lying there. Igule dvela, right? Igule dvela is like these fig cakes. Kikaros shonachtom, these are bakers. Kikaros bakers, loaves of bread. Which is not necessarily recognizable, right? They're all the same, right? They come in like a form pan or whatever it is. So they're not necessarily, right? They're not, all these things are not recognizable, right? There's no siman on them. Machrozes shel dagim, you find a string of fish. Chatikos shel basar, pieces of meat. Kizei tzemer, right? Wool, that is, you know, pieces of wool. Gizei tzemer lekuchem mimidinason, wool that is taken, right, from their place, meaning from their medina, from their country. But I mean, again, wool that's not been, you know, it's straight up regular wool, right? That's not not messed or changed in any way. I need to say pishtan, that's flax. I have a lashon shel argamon, right? Strips of argamon is purple, right? Purple wool that's dyed purple, right? Again, that's kind of standard. Hare elu shelo, these all belong to them. As a girsa, whether it's divrei Rabbi Meir or just not, right? It is it's not necessarily, right? There's different girsas over here. Why would it matter? Right? Because Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So again, the halacha, right? If Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he compiled the Mishnayos, if he wanted to paskin like something, he would make it as a Stam Mishnah, right? So if it's divrei Rabbi Meir, very, very often, that means that it's Rabbi Meir's sheet that we don't paskin like him. But if you didn't have divrei Rabbi Meir, ironically, we would paskin like him. Okay, right, that's already a discussion. That's already ready beyond the scope of our daf yomi limud. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav la'achris." Excuse me, anything that is strange, right? Anything that is different, that's out of the norm. So then you have to announce, "Ketad, how so?" Masa igul b'tocho cheres. Let's say you find, again, this kind of fig cake, but it has, what's it called? The cheres. But it has a piece of pottery inside of it. So kikar b'sochon mos, or you find a piece of bread or a loaf of bread, and it has money inside of it or on top of it, whatever. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right, inside of it, right, pashas, right, which is weird, but okay. Right, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, omer kol kli anpuria in chayv lahachris. This is a different halacha, that any type of anpuria, we'll get to that, we'll explain exactly what that is later, but that's, the taklas just answered, just to let you know, that's new kalim that the owner does not recognize yet. So anything that's new, in chayv lahachris, right, again, it doesn't have any wear and tear on it, so that you would not have to announce, because there's no sim and the guy's not going to recognize. Okay, says the Gemara, Matzo peres mefuzarim v'kama. How much are we talking? What is the ratio here of fruit that is scattered? Is it one apple? Is it 20 apples? Is it how big distance, small distance? Some Rabbi Yitzchak, kav ba'arba amos. The ratio is one kav, that's an amount, right? I get like a pound or kilo or whatever. I don't remember exactly how much in modern terms. I think it's like... no, I don't want to say because I don't remember. Okay, fine. It's kav ba'arba amos. You find one kav within dalet amos. So Gemara says hechi dami, right? How did you find this scattered fruit? So either nefila, if it just fell, you see that it fell, meaning it's scattered in the way that, you know, things fall. So afilu tuva nami. So all of it, right? Again, that tuva is more, meaning even more than that, right? Why should it be 1-1, right? A kav and, or 1-4, whatever it is, right? Why should it be a kav for dalet amos? But even more than that, if you can tell clearly that it fell, so it must be that it's a lost object. But if you placed it there, right, it's in a bag or it's placed on the side. So afilu botzer mehachinami lo, right? It's even less than that. Right, you shouldn't pick it up because, right, the chora, again, clearly the guy put it there. So I remember, Ukva Bar Chama, I've been mashkanted to Beidar Yaskinan. We're dealing with a scenario where you're on the threshing floor, you're in a farm in a place where they kind of process the grains, right, and there's some leftovers after, right, he carried all the grain away, there are some leftovers, right, on the floor. So Kav Ba'arba Amos, so why, therefore, do we say a Kav in four Amos? The Nefesh Tarchaihu, right, that's a lot of work to collect up, right, those small little grains, right, for over dalet amos. Lo tarachinish, people are not going to bother. Right, lo hader asi shakalu, and they're not going to come back and take it. And therefore, afkuri mafkalu, he's going to be mafka them. Batsimi hachi, but if it's less than that, tarach, meaning if the amount of space, not if the amount, if it's a kavin, let's say less than dalet amos and two amos, so then tarach vahader asi shakalu velo mifkalu, and then the guy is going to kind of go to the effort of collecting it, right, and he's not going to be mafgrid. So now, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to ask, sorry, is my phone going off? Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to ask the following shayla. What exactly is the hagdara of this halacha? As we'll see in a second, it's really the same shayla a bunch of times. I think it's four times over. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, chatzi kav b'shtei amos mahu. Again, we said it's 1-4 ratio, right? One kav to a dalet amos. What if it's two kav, or half a kav to two amos? Because it's the same ratio, it's just a smaller area. Is it kav ba'arba amos time of mayim b'shem d'nefesh d'rechayim? Is it because he put in a lot of effort? Right, he's not going to put in a lot of effort. Therefore, it's too much work for him to collect the stuff. But therefore, chatzi kav b'shtei amos came to l'nefesh d'rechayim lo mafkalu. And therefore, if you have half a kav and two amos, since two amos is a smaller amount of space, right, and theoretically, right, it won't be as much work as to collect all the stuff, so he won't be mafkrit. Or domar, maybe, mishum dalo chashivi, maybe, right, a kav is not chashiv enough for him to collect. Right, v'chatzi kav ishtei amos, but, and a chatzi kav, certainly, kevin dalo chashivi, mafkrilu, right, certainly, right, if it's a chatzi kav, that's not enough, it's not enough produce for him to go and collect it, so then, right, he'll definitely also be mafkrit. Following, that's one question. And what about the reverse? The reverse, or I guess the opposite. Right, kabayim b'shmona amos amahu. Right, again, it's a 1-4 ratio, but now you have two kav in 8 amos. It's not 1-4, it's 2-8. So kav ba'arba amos tamim amishon devish terchayo is the reason why we say that kav ba'arba amos, you can be mafkir, because it's a lot of work. And kol shekein kabayim b'shmona amos, and certainly if it's spread out over 8 amos, certainly that's going to be a lot more work for him. So they came with the Mashiach, the Vishnu Tarchayu, Mafkirlu. Since it's so much work to pick it up, he's just going to say, forget about it, I'm not going to come back, and he's Mafkirit. Old Delmar, maybe the Mimishon Dol Chashivi. Maybe the reason was because it's not Chashiv, but Kabayim Bishmona Amos came to Chashivi, Lo Mafkirlu. And a Kabayim, again, that's since it's more than one Kav, it's two Kav, since that's already Chashiv, he's not going to be Mafkirit, and maybe he'll come back for it. Okay, so those are two questions. What about the following question? Kav Shumshamin Ba'arva Amos, right? Again, we talked about Kav of grains, right? Shumshamin is sesame seeds, that's obviously much smaller, and still a kav. So what about that? Kav ba'arba amos time of mayim mishum d'le chashivi. Is the reason why a kav ba'arba amos he's not going to come back for? It's because it's not chashiv. But shum shumin came into chashivi lo mafkirlo. But shum shumin apparently sesame seeds were valuable, right? They're not going to be mafkir. Therefore, even if it's just a kav, he'll come back for it. He's not going to be mafkir. Old Dilmar, maybe mishum nevesh kachayu, since it's a ton, right? It's a ton of work. Right, to pick up grain when it's a kav and four amos, and kol shekein shum shemin, and certainly if it's tiny sesame seeds, certainly came to nefesh d'rechayu tefei mafkir lehu. Certainly, since it's a lot of work for him to pick it up, he's going to be mafkir it, and maybe it would be a lost object that he could take. And finally, last question, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, I think kav tamri barba amos, which is kind of the same question in different scenarios. Right, what about if it's a kav of dates, or a kav rimoni barba amos, or it's a kav of pomegranates? Mahu, right? Is it kav ba'arba amos time of mayim mishum? What's the reason why kav ba'arba amos is not going to come and get it? Mishum delo chashivi, is it because it's not chashiv? And then therefore kav tamri ba'arba amos, kav rimoni ba'arba amos, nami came delo chashivi, since those are not chashiv either. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, right? Those are very common fruit. So mafkir lo, therefore they're going to be mafkirit. Or delmar maybe mishum nefesh tarchaihu. Maybe it's because he doesn't want to spend so much effort, right, picking up all this kav of grain within dalet amos. But kav tamri ba'arba amos, or kav rimoni ba'arba amos. But dates and pomegranates, they're big, right? You bend down, you pick it up. It's a baseball. Right? You just pick it up and put it in the bag. Maybe that's not a lot of effort. Lo mafkir lehu, and therefore maybe he won't be mafkir. So he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, my, what's the halacha? And we say, teku. Right, it's going to be a teku, and we're not going to have an answer to that right now. Okay. Itmar, Amud Beis, right? Yesh Shalom Idas. We're going to get to this. This is going to take us for a bit now. We're going to bring a bunch of proofs to this machlokes. Yesh Shalom Idas. What is Yesh Shalom Idas? Again, Yesh is giving up hope that you're ever going to get back something, right? We had a little bit about that, right? But in the first parak, right? Yesh Kona, Yesh Shina Rishos, Shina, okay, etc. So Yesh is when the Bailim, when the owners give up hope, right, from ever getting their item back. So, right, what is Yesh Shalom Idas? So Rashi explains, Davar Shestamu Yesh, right, good. So it's something that will, the owner will be miayish from it when he finds out that he dropped it. But when you find the item, the owner still doesn't know yet that it fell. Right, he's riding on his camel, and right, he's got his wallet in his pocket. Wallet falls out. Right, he has no ID in there, right? Whatever, right? A couple bills, items fall out. He has no idea. It's going to be me. As soon as he finds out, it's going to be me. But as of now, he has no idea. We know for sure he has no idea that it fell. So does that count? Does that eventual yeish count as yeish right now? And i.e., therefore, can you keep the item? So machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye Amar lo havi yeish. Right, Rava Amar havi yeish. Right, Abaye says it's not considered the yeish, and Rava says it is. So Gemara just clarifies, but davar sheyesh bo siman kuli amar lo pligi de lo havayesh. Everybody agrees, right? If there's a siman there, right? It has his name on it, it has his ID in the wallet. Everybody agrees, right? That's not our machlokas. Everybody agrees that there's no yeish there. Ve'afogav the shemani de meyayesh, right? And even though, right, that we hear, right, that he was meyayesh, but lasof, right, at the end lo havayesh. Still, right, at the moment when you picked it up, or when at that point, right, still it's not going to be considered to be yeish. Tchi asa the other day. And even later, when you hear that he's miyash, it's not considered to be real yeish, because when the guy found it, b'yisur kasi liyadei, and it was usher for him to pick it up, and de lahachi yadei de nafal minei lo miyash, because the second the guy finds out, right, he's not going to be miyash, because mimo amar, he's going to say simoni isli b'gavo, I have a simon, and yav simoni b'shakil nalei, right, and I'll give the simon. And I'll give it back. So that's not a machlokes. It's not a scenario where there's a siman because the guy knows, has his name on it, has a seal, has whatever it is. He can get the item back. He's not going to be miyayish. Bizuto shayam, if it's a scenario where, let's say, the water swept it away, oh, b'shalulusa shal nahar, or the river, right, river overflowed or whatever, and it swept his donkey away or something, I don't know, or whatever. Right, not his donkey probably, but his wallet. Alpha gavdi isbe siman, right, machmana sharia, right, again, the Torah said that even if there is a siman in that case, you can keep it, right, as the Gemara is going to explain based on the pasuk. Okay, fine, we'll get to that soon. So that's not a machlokas either. But kipligi, the machlokas is, but darashi ain bo siman. The machlokas is where there's no siman, and Abaye amar lo haviyesh, tahad lo yadad anafal minei. Abaye says no yesh because the guy doesn't know that he lost it, right, so he hasn't actually been miyayish it. Rav Amar, Havi Yayish, Rav says it is Yayish, right, Dechliyad did not be miyayish, Imar Amar, Simar, Lesa, Begavah, Behashtahu, Mid, Miyayish. Because later he's going to be miyayish, he's going to have Yayish, and therefore, what is he going to say? He's going to say, I don't have a simon, I guess it's lost, it's gone. Okay, Peseder, it's gone. So therefore, right now, it's as if, right, he was miyayish. Right now. Now, so the Gemara gives Simon, that read a bunch of those, like the acronym or mnemonic or whatever it is. There's going to be a lot of proofs that we're trying to bring one way or another. It's going to take us right through the end of today and into tomorrow and for a bit. So we're going to bring a bunch of proofs. That's, if you want to go back afterwards, call it Kavod, and memorize which of those letters are referring to which of the proofs. But anyway, let's get into it. Tashma, first thing, proof we bring, or a couple of proofs we bring, is from our Mishnah. Peris Mufuzarim. We have fruit that is spread out. Maybe the guy doesn't know that it fell. Again, we answer that's not a kasha. Why? Because we're talking about a scenario where you're in the threshing floor. And the guy leaves it. The guy leaves it on purpose. Right? He's done with his grain. Right? He's packed up shop. He's not coming back. Right? So therefore, it's not a veda shalom idas. Tashma, bring another proof. So you have money that's spread out on the floor. You're allowed to keep it. it. Amai, why is that? Halo yada dinafu minei. Why? But the guy doesn't know that he dropped it. So Gemara says, Hasam nami kid Rabbi Yitzchak. There we can also answer. Not what we said before, but like Rabbi Yitzchak, Tamara, who says, Adam also the mashmish bekiso b'chol shah v'shah. Maybe we're going to get to that context in a second, but Rabbi Yitzchak says in a different, to respond to a different kasha, to a different proof, that a person is always, you know, kind of looking around for his wallet. So Achanami Sotu over here, you would say, the Adam also the mashmish bekiso b'chol shah v'shah. Person is always kind of checking his pockets at every minute, and therefore he's going to know it's going to be an avid midas, and therefore if he has yesh, you can keep it. Tashma, bring a proof. What about those cases in our Mishnah? Are these fig cakes and these baker's bread? Amai, why is that? Right, the guy doesn't know that he dropped it. So Gemara says, that since it is yakir or yakar, and Machlokas and Rishonim, what this means, yakar, Pashas says it means it's heavy, so people will notice that they fell. Someone else, I think there's another sheet that says that they're expensive. Rashi already, let's see, Rashi says, Kavid Masa, right, it's heavy. So he's going to realize that they fell, and therefore, you know, it's not Aveda Shalom Midas, right, it's Aveda Midas, that he knows about it. Tashma, bring your proof. L'shalom L'shal Argaman, what about these strips of purple wool? Right, L'shalom, V'amai, Halo Yodol Din Alfa Minei, right, that's not heavy, right, he doesn't realize that they fell. As Kumar says, Hasam Nami also. Agav del chashive, since they're chashiv meshume memashmesh behu ukad Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Since he's going to make sure that he has this, you know, I guess it's valuable or it's chashiv, right? So he's going to make sure he has this purple wool. Toshma, bring another proof. Hamotze mos mevad the knesset v'ad the midrashes. If you find money in shul or in beis medrash, v'chol makom sharab mitzuyim sham and everywhere where people gather, harei ilu shelo, you can keep it. Because the owners have yeish. I have a low yada enough will be name, and Pash says he doesn't know that he fell from him. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, and this is where Rabbi Yitzchak said, right, and this is the context we quoted before. Adam also the mashmish bekiso b'chol shah v'shah, or here it says just b'chol shah. That person is always checking his wallet, always checking his pockets. Excuse me. So he will know that it fell. Good. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. The MSI call the mutarim beleket. Right, when is everybody allowed to take leket? Leket already we mentioned a couple of blad ago. Right, is one of the matnos aniyim that a person in the field has to leave for the poor. Right, paya you leave in the corner. Leket and shechcha, leket something that fell. Shechcha something that you forgot. When are they allowed to take leket? Everybody. I mean, when is everybody allowed to take leket? Allowed to take leket, meaning, i.e., not only poor people but everybody. Misha yelchu b'hanemushos. Right, from when the nemushos, right, have passed through the field. From Aminah, they explain my nemushos. What is that? From Rabbi Yochanan says, "Sabi da'azliya tigra." They're talking about the older poor people who walk around slower, right, with canes and you know crutches and whatever it is, and they're walking much slower. They check the floor when they're walking, obviously, because they don't want to fall. And therefore, if they missed it, right, then okay, then no, you know, they basically clean up after everybody else. Shlokish says, "Lakute baser lakute," the gatherers after the gatherers. We talked about it, if you remember, a couple of blocks ago, the kids, maybe they bring their kids to kind of gather it, or really it could just mean anybody who comes after the original poor people gathering. But either way, long story short, after the nemushos pass by, right, anybody can take it. Why is that? Nida aniyam da hacha miyayish, ba'ika aniyam da duchta achris dila miyayish. Okay, the people in this neighborhood have yeish, but what about the poor people in the next town over? Right, maybe they don't have yeish. As Kumar says, Amrei, they said in the base matters to answer. Came in the ika aniim hacha. Since they know that there's poor people in this neighborhood, so hanach meikara yeish meyeish. Right, the people in the next neighborhood already have yeish originally. For Amrei, because they say aniim dehasam alakti le, but they know the poor people in this town, right, are already gathering, right, that stuff. Tashma, bring another proof. Ketzios baderech afilu b'tzad sode. If you find ketzios are, that literally means, it's really dried out figs, it literally means cut figs, because that's how they would dry it out, right, they're cut off the top, so they have, if you have dried figs, that's baderech, that's on the road or on the side, afilu b'tzad asada ketzios, afilu b'tzad asada, even if they're on the side of the field, you're right, I'm sorry, afilu b'tzad sadek tzios, meaning that's a thing, even if it's on the side of a field of figs, so too, te'ina hanota l'derech, so too, if you have a fig, it literally means a fig, but it's a fig tree that's hanging over the road, you find figs underneath, you're allowed to take them, meaning you're not violating theft, meaning you're not violating gezel, because they're Hefker, and you don't have to give Meiser again. That's also the halacha of Meiser. Meiser is only from your own produce, not from Hefker. Mezizim v'charuvim aser, but if it's olives and carob tree, so then it is aser. Now that seems to be a little bit contradictory, meaning why can't you keep the olives and the caribs? Because he's might be Yesh Lamidas. Right? Again, the guy is not standing by his tree. He doesn't know that they fell off the tree, but you're not allowed to take them. But the first part seems to imply that you are allowed to take them, again, because, again, he doesn't know that they fell, right? And the Chora, that would be, right, two competing Abaye and Rava. So Gemara says, Bishlam Reisha L'Abaye Lokasha. So the first part of it is not a problem for Abaye, again, who says, Lo Havieish. And the first part of the Braisa that says you can keep it, right, even though Abaye says lo haviyesh, that's not good yeish. Why? But why? Therefore, can you keep the cut figs? And it's not. It's hefker because agav dechashivim imashmeshpo. Since they're chashiv, he's always checking on them, and therefore, right, if you get them, right, so then you know it's yours. Meaning because, and if he left it, right, again, he realizes that they fell and they're gone and they're lost, whatever, it's yesh midas, right? He knows about the lost object. Tainanami, so too by fig tree, right? Made the yadi denatra, he's going to know that they fell, right? He's going to be miyayish about that. But ela seifa, the rava kasha. But the problem with the seifa is against rava, the katani, the zezim, achruv, maser, where you're not allowed to take them, but rava said, right, have a yesh, yesh lamidas is aser. Why should you not, yesh lamidas is yeish, why should it be usher, right, for you to take these olives and these caribs that fell under the tree? So I'm Rabbi Yevo says, Shani Zayis the whole chazuso mochirchalov. Zaysim, apparently olives, right, were recognizable. They were different. Right, and therefore, right, the way it looks, you could tell who's it belonged to. Falfa gav the nutrin, and even though they fall, the nutrin zaysi, even though the olives fall to the ground, because you could tell whose it is, right? Because of where that person is, right? You could recognize the olives. Therefore, there's a simmons, and therefore they're not going to be some sort of yesh. Yeah, okay, if that's true, I feel the reshanami. Okay, but if that's true, you also figs as well. And why, so why don't we say that also? So I'm rapapa teina im nefilasa nemeses, because the teina becomes disgusting. A fig becomes disgusting when it falls on the ground. So then, even though theoretically, right, you could tell whose figs they were, right, but they get crushed and they're gross and the owner doesn't want them, so that he would have yeish, right, and you could keep those figs. All right, we'll keep on bringing proofs back and forth tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.